What's up, guys? Welcome to the Simply Celeste podcast. I'm your host, Selena, and man, it's been a while since I've been doing my show on my own. I've been breaking out a lot of interviews with a lot of amazing people, and I hope you guys have been able to listen to them and hear them. They've been amazing, and I have more amazing guests on the way, but today I just thought that I'd bring you guys a podcast with just me. It's been a while, so I wanted to record one with just myself, but before that's really quick. I just want to thank you guys all for your support and your listens. I see you guys on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, and a bunch of other podcast platforms where I'm at. And I just want to thank you guys so much for, you know, your love, your downloads, everything. And if you're listening to my podcast on a particular platform, please feel free to leave a comment. Let me know how you like it. Let me know if you have any questions. I will reply to all of them. But leave a comment. Don't forget to subscribe. And I will come up with a pretty stable podcast schedule here in the near future where I will be uploading on specific days at specific times, so it's easier to follow me and you'll know when I'm going to be uploading. As well as, if you guys want to see a more behind the scenes look on my life, be sure to follow me on all of my social medias. And it's under Selena Celeste, and that is C-E-L-I-N-A. I should just say that because a lot of people misspell my name. So that's how you spell my name. I'm on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all of those platforms. Check me out. See a little bit behind the scenes look at my life when I'm not podcasting. But other than that, guys, I just want to thank you so much. But let's get into today's episode. All right, so I caught myself thinking about something completely ridiculous this morning, and I'm guessing that you've had similar thoughts before, but I was just thinking to myself, I can't make a really good podcast because I don't have a studio or high-tech microphones or equipment to record them with. It all kind of started because I saw another podcaster with high-tech mics and really nice headphones and state-of-the-art computers and interface boxes for recording, and they just had the whole shebang, like the room, and they had like a studio dedicated to their podcast as well. It looked really nice, and I just started to daydream about this perfect podcast space in my mind, and before I knew it, I started to form that thought into a must-have. I eventually snapped out of it, but I just realized what I was doing. Now, guys, this is the myth of I don't have. Let me explain this a little bit better. I don't have this, so I can't do that. I don't have a professional microphone, so I can't record good podcasts. Or I don't have great running shoes, so I can't go for that jog or that run. Or maybe it's something like, I don't have the perfect workout wardrobe, so I can't go to the gym. It's a form of resistance, and it's holding you back from doing your very best work. You see, these thoughts just get into your head, and when you least expect it to, you're just caught off guard, and you just start thinking about everything that you don't have. And as far as I know, you can't really stop it. Well, you can, but you'd have to ignore your crazy mind and do the work anyway. And it might not be ideal, but it's so important that you continue to put in the work anyway. And be aware of the excuses that you come up with in your head and push it aside and make sure you get to work. You see, guys, it's really easy, especially when you're involved in like technology and your like career or your hobby is based on, you know, cameras and microphones and things like that. It's really easy to get caught up in the I don't have mindset. And when you're first starting out, you're not going to have everything. You're not going to have all the new latest and greatest toys and equipment and technology and computers and cameras. And it's so hard because when we see other people doing so many great things, of course they have all the latest and greatest stuff. And it kind of puts your mind into that thought process of, I can't do this yet because I don't have that. And that I don't have that mentality is not serving you. and you're rejecting your present moment. You're rejecting what you currently have and what you can do with it. And I feel like it all comes back to gratitude, and it all comes back to being content with where you are and knowing that you can still grow and you can get there eventually. Don't get wrapped up in the mindset of you cannot do something because you don't have a particular item or a particular piece of technology or a particular camera or anything like that. I'm just going to use my podcast for an example, but like, I have a Blue Yeti microphone. It's not the latest and greatest microphone. It is a really good microphone, but it's not the newest technology, but I'm still able to bring you guys this amazing podcast. I'm still able to bring you guys value, and I'm still able to record my podcast well, but it's not about the things. And I think that a lot of people get caught up in that. It's about the skill set. It's about growing, and it's about putting in the work into yourself and growing your traits and attributes and skill sets and what you can do now. Even if you don't have that technology, even if you don't have the latest and greatest things, you can still put in work to yourself. You can still grow yourself and your skills and your mindset. Focus on putting in the work now. Focus on grinding now. Focus on what you can do now. And even if you don't have those things that look nice and that will make everything look a lot better, it doesn't mean that your content is less valuable. It doesn't mean that you're less valuable. It takes work. It's a process. It's not a destination. There is literally no end point. It's an ever growing, just keep on trucking along line of work and grinding and perseverance. And you have to hustle, and you have to stay up late, and you have to put in the time, and you have to put in the effort. And eventually those things will come, yes, but just because you don't have them right off the bat doesn't mean that you're not any less better. So guys, don't let the myth of I don't have stop you. Don't let it convince you that you can't do something without it. See, it's not the things that make you. It's you yourself. It's the work that you put in. It's the effort that you put in. It's the grinding that you put in. Don't let your ability and your mind stop you from achieving the greatness that you deserve. Don't let a material object define your work and who you are. Remember, guys, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but the best thing that you can do is to keep moving forward, keep making content, keep on keeping on, and don't let anyone or anything stop you. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, be sure to give it a thumbs up or a like on the platform that you're listening on. Leave a comment so I know who my listeners are, where you're from. I would love to get to know you guys a little bit better. And I will see you guys all this week, this Thursday, for a brand new episode. I'm going to have an amazing guest on, so stay tuned for that. But anyway, guys, I hope you guys all have an amazing week. I'll see you guys later.